Yesterday, the Port of Nome got a visit from a high-ranking official in the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Lieutenant General Thomas Bostic, a commanding officer in the Corps, met with Mayor Denise Michaels to discuss an existing proposal for a deep-water port in Nome. Since last May, a team from the Army Corps of Engineers has been researching potential sites for deep-water ports along the Bering Strait. Though originally 14 sites were considered, the focus has narrowed to Nome and Port Clarence. Bruce Sexauer, who's been leading that research team, says the Corps is still open to proposals from other communities in the region. Yesterday, Mayor Michaels says the Lieutenant General's visit, while part of a routine check-in, marked a significant opportunity for Nome to demonstrate its potential as a key port in the Arctic.
So we had an opportunity to go over operations, look at the numbers of the increase in Arctic shipping, explain how many vessels are coming through, what type of vessels are coming through, why this is important for the nation. So this was a good meeting for us. It was a good thing for the system, and it's great that they're moving forward.
Michael says she was pleased to see a diverse group of vessels in the harbor as they represent the density and diversity of ocean traffic in Nome.
The Healy was out there. We have a cruise ship in. There was all the dredges out there. There's landing craft loading up gravel. So it was a great day and a great opportunity for him to have boots on the ground so he could understand when the recommendation goes up to him to move to the next phase.
Sexauer cautions that a decision about the port has not yet been made and that research study findings won't even be available until the end of this year. Still, Mayor Michaels hopes that the Lieutenant General left with a broader understanding of Nome's potential role in the Arctic. The next step, she says, is convincing other federal decision makers of that potential.